I started my music when I was about 5 years old, because music is in my family. My father used to play, my grandfather also, but they were not a professional musician, because I belong to a very priest class family. I am not supposed to take music as profession. But still my father insisted, so now I am very happy that I have taken music as a profession, because nothing like music. Music is the best form of art, I think so. And about little bit about Indian music, music has got two different side. One is to entertain people. Other, especially in India I am talking, the other side is through music to find out the supreme truth or realization of the supreme soul. That is why meditation is part of our music. It must be there. Very disciplined life, a lot of practice. It is of course in Western music also, but very disciplined life in the beginning, especially in the training period, must be there. And Indian system is that the student will go to the teacher's house and stay with them as one of the family members. Teacher never accept any money from the student. He will give you clothes, he will feed you food, everything will be provided by the teacher. But you'll have to go through a very, very strict discipline to please him, please the teacher. So then he will tell you and teach you. He will guide you constantly. It's not like that, you know, once a week or twice a week. No, it's not like that. You know, 24 hours under his guidance. He will guide you, he will follow your every footstep, how you are doing, what you are doing, like that. And minimum practice of 10 to 12 hours a day. The thing is that right from the morning till you go to sleep at 11 o'clock at night, just practice and forget the whole world.
And when you mentioned before a disciplined life, what did you mean by that?
Disciplined life means simple living, very, very simple living. That means, you know, you focus and concentrate fully on music, nothing else. You don't, it's better not to read any newspaper, not to go to any movies, not to meet friends, just sleep in music, eat in music, talk in music, like that. This is the very disciplined life, such as, I mean, at 4 o'clock, you'll have to get up 4 in the morning and start practicing different notations, permutation and combination, different scales, till 7 o'clock. Then you take little breakfast for half an hour and 45 minutes. Then again you practice till 12 o'clock. Then there is a short break for lunch. Again at 2 o'clock, again you practice. Of course, in between this practice, about for an hour, teacher will teach you what you will do.
And you never thought that this life is a very hard life?
Extremely hard life. That is why, you know, very strict, under very strict discipline. Very, very hard life. But as, you know, I used to love music, and I love music very much. So for the sake of music, I was ready to lead this sort of hard life. It's okay for me.
And the connection between you and your instrument, is it a very strong connection?
Very, very strong connection. In India, it is said, until unless you love your instrument, he will not love you. So first you love your instrument and respect your instrument. So, like that, you know, with dirty clothes or with shoes on, we do not touch our instrument. Where we keep our instrument, nobody should go there with their shoes on. So we respect this instrument very, very much, because that's the medium of your expression. So if I can respect and love my instrument, then he'll, in return, he'll love me. That means I would be able to express my ideas and views through my instrument, and he'll support me. So this is very, very important. I will have to clean my instruments every day. I will keep it in a very clean place, and when I will practice, naturally nobody should come with or should smoke in like that. It's a kind of respect we'll have to do.
When you're playing on your instrument, is it for your form of meditation, or is it meditation?
Yes, it's, you can say it's a kind of meditation. Of course, music is music. It's a creative art. We have learned, we'll have to learn some sort of, you know, scales, raga system, you know, in Indian music. We'll have to practice. But of course, it's a kind of meditation, because I told you before, in Indian music, it was in India, it was practiced to know the supreme truth. It is not only for the entertainment of the people. No, when we play for the people, for the listeners, I cannot do that sort of, I cannot play that beautiful music, but I try. But idea is to lift up the mind of the listeners and to place them in front of the space, or, you know, the, you can say God, you can say power, you can say energy, anything, you know. To lift up the mind of the listeners from this materialistic world towards the spiritual side.
And do you have the feeling that the Western audience are able or interested in lifting up the mind to higher things? Or is there a little bit a barrier frontier?
Naturally, you know, I told you, like pop music or rock music, you know, for entertaining people, it's okay. It's absolutely fine. In India also, there are light type of music. But classical music, whether it is Western or Indian, I myself think idea is the same. Because I have met some good Western musicians in America. Like, I know Mr. Menuhin very well. Their idea is also the same, you know. So you have seen perhaps in the, especially in Western music, Western musicians, in their old age, they take their instruments and go to church and play. It is not the church or the building, it is, you can understand, it is, he's playing not for the public, but for something else. Because through music you can earn lot of money, fame, but that cannot give you satisfaction, full satisfaction of mind. Your mind can only be satisfied when you play for the something else and tell that, you know, this is what I want to express through my music. So it is said in India that my music cannot see him or touch him. Him means the supreme power or the supreme truth or the God. But my music touches his feet. So that sort of meditation is there in Indian music. And I think in Western music also, the musicians, they feel the same way.
But do you think, is it necessary to listen to the music with the head or with the heart?
No. Music is not only notes. That's another very important point.
Heart.
Heart. It must come. Not. It's not mathematical calculation. Notes is not only the music. You know, through notes something else. So it must come from your heart, inside, deep heart feelings, your realization of this world and life and truth. So it must come from your heart.
Yeah, but the audience, should the audience listen with the head or with heart or with both?
That is why, you know, for classical music, you know, the percentage is very limited. Yes, it's very heavy and deep for the general people. They will not. But, you know, but that's the ultimate thing. That's why, you know, the classical music idea is very deep. But in Western music, in Western world nowadays, lot of, you know, interest and enthusiasm about this Indian music. I think music all over the world, it is all same. So I'm very happy to come when I come to the Western world and play for them. I'll be really very happy, and they also appreciate. But naturally it will take some time to understand, you know. But I think it satisfies them. I'm also happy for that.
Last question only. The title of this conference is Ecstasy of Silence. Do you think, is it a very good title for meditation, for the feeling when one is doing a meditation?
Yes, yes. That sort of silence is very, very important. Because it is said that when you speak, nature stops talking. But when you stop talking, nature speaks. So that sort of silence is very important. So the notes, really they speak of their own language. So if the listeners really they concentrate and meditate on this music, any music, you know, I think they can hear much more through these notes. So in that respect, that is very, very, this excessive silence, yes. Very important.